This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALIA. I need everybody to relax. I know lately in the news, there's been some medical headlines that have been freaking people out. The HPV vaccine and girls having neurological complications. We're going to talk about that, especially since we're pushing really hard for people to get the HPV vaccine. But the other thing that has people all jittery is the coffee headline that we talked about yesterday, where I guess in California, there's a there's been legal battles going on for years, and this time the Council for Education and Research on Toxics wants coffee manufacturers, distributors, and retailers to post warnings regarding the acrylamide content in coffee and how it can cause cancer. And so now that that has a, you know, spread throughout the news and this legal battle in L.A., which has been going on for a while, and acrylamide has been in the news for a long time, and we've been talking about acrylamide in coffee for years, now it's starting to, like I said, you know, make people kind of jittery and, you know, concerned about the cancer risk of coffee. Now, a lot of you guys like your morning cup of Joe. You like your three or four cups of Joe. And, you know, remember, there are more studies out there saying coffee drinking prevents cancer than causes cancer. So don't give up your coffee habit yet. I don't have to worry about me because I can't stand the taste of coffee. Remember, I was trying to drink coffee every day. I barely got through a quarter of a cup. I got, you know, some sweet tea next to me. By the way, sweet tea could put you at risk for kidney stones. Probably not a smart idea since I've had kidney stones. I just can't stand the taste of coffee. But I don't not drink coffee because I'm worried about acrylamide. Now, just to recap, remember, 1986, for those of you that were around in 1986, because it's a thriller. Like, I think the thriller came out in 87, I have to remember. But anyway, the Safe Drinking Water and Toxic Enforcement Act had been passed. And taking an excerpt out of the act, it requires in California that businesses that expose individuals to toxic chemicals in the course of doing business to first give warnings to such individuals. Meaning, this act that was passed, I think it was Proposition 65, that was passed in November of 86. Basically, the governor has to have on their listing, I guess they have a listing of toxic chemicals, acrylamide has to be on that. And then if acrylamide is on that, then businesses have to let consumers know, you know, not by listing every single chemical, but by at least having a warning on packaging. If they don't, because of this Safe Drinking Water and Toxic Enforcement Act out of California, then these companies could be liable. So, really quickly here, what is acrylamide? So, acrylamide, it is ubiquitous, if I'm using that word properly, ubiquitous with a U, where, for those of you guys that play Scrabble, ubiquitous is a real, real good word if you have a U. In a variety of things. And in many industrial type industries like plastics and paper and adhesives and food packaging, the treatment of wastewater and drinking water and sewage, etc., acrylamide is used in a variety of different settings. But it could also be produced when foods are heated. So remember back in 2002, a report came out regarding how French fries could be causing cancer. And I remember how freaked out we were, and I stopped buying French fries when I would eat fast food because I was freaked out about the quote-unquote cancer. But where that came from is acrylamide is made by a chemical reaction between the amino acid asparagine, or asparagine, and then the sugars. So if you have a starchy food, right, which is, you know, sugar in the chemical world, and you heat that up above 248 degrees Fahrenheit or 120 degrees Celsius, you will produce acrylamide by this chemical reaction induced by heat, which is why starchy foods are some of the most concerning, even though coffee, if you heat it, can produce acrylamide as well. So remember, if it takes about 248 degrees Fahrenheit to bake, fry, roast food crispy to make acrylamide, roasting coffee, I had to look this up, requires that the beans be heated to close to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. So roasting coffee requires even more heat, and that's why coffee is a source of acrylamide. But it's a very tiny source of acrylamide. They say some of the biggest sources of acrylamide people get is when they smoke cigarettes. So if you smoke cigarettes, I would say stop that if you're really worried about acrylamide. Or let's say you work in industries like construction or plastics or food processing, mining, paper, agriculture, oil, etc. You could also be exposed then. But in terms of what you're getting from coffee is really small. So what does the data say? What does acrylamide do? Well, there's been a study in rodents, and they found that in rodents, it can cause an increase in several types of cancer. But that's because they used 1,000 to 10,000 times greater than what an average human was exposed to. When they tried to translate those to human studies, this is what the American Cancer Society said most of the studies done so far have not found an increased risk of cancer in humans. For some types of cancer like kidney, ovarian, endometrial cancer, the results have been mixed. But there are currently no cancer types for which there is clearly an increased risk related to acrylamide. So, and there's a lot more things. You could go to the National Cancer Institute, you could go to American Cancer Society, and they talk about the other types of studies that were done and give you a lot of references. But if you, let's say, overdid acrylamide, all right, it could cause neurological damage. There has been concerns about breast cancer and a variety of different types of cancers, but in terms of human studies, we just don't have enough. I guess there was a study out of the Netherlands that showed maybe a positive association of maybe acrylamide and renal cell cancer. But again, very small, and we need a lot more studies to reconfirm. So the EPA does regulate acrylamide in drinking water. And if you want to start decreasing your exposure, I wouldn't freak out so much about the coffee, but don't super crisp your fries or your toast, okay? Do more of a golden light, rather than a crispy dark brown. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. The basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees. ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, let's go to some of your calls. Some of you listen to the show at various times throughout the day or night and leave messages on our answer line. Let's go to that right now, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I was just listening to your show here Wednesday night, and the discussion was about pain pills and all that, and I don't have any. And I haven't drank alcohol in 27 years, but I just went up to XO Liquors and bought a little pint of some wild turkey so I can go to sleep. I'm just going to take a shot and go to sleep.
Wow. No, I wish I could talk to you. Oh, okay. Are you in pain? I wish I could talk to you. Thank you again. And we have the answer line anytime you guys want to leave messages and call. And, I feel bad for you. If you not having the ability to sleep. But boy, does that really work? Does a shot of wild turkey work? My uncle used to like, I remember wild turkey because my uncle would have some. I'd be in the 80s. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that looks so yummy. You know, because it kind of looked like soda pop. It looked like flat Coca-Cola. You know, I remember trying some wild turkey, and I was like, oh man, that's tough. But, you know, you're right. It does make you sleepy. Somebody had asked me a while back, which alcohol makes you the most sleepy? And I wish I could talk to you more about why you had said you don't have pain pills. So I guess my question is, are you in pain? Is that why you can't sleep? And that's why you're drinking alcohol. Everybody needs to be very, very cautious when they try to use alcohol to sleep, because alcohol messes with your sleep cycle. And so for any of us that ever had too fun a night, we noticed that it was some of the worst sleep ever. Not because we were getting hungover, but because the alcohol really messed with our sleep cycle. You may become sedated, and you may start to fall asleep, but it doesn't mean you're going to have a good, nice, deep sleep. So in terms of alcohol, and I bartended a little bit, you know, people could get tipsy, and they could, get drunk on anything. You could get drunk on beer, you could get drunk on wine, vodka, liquor, etc. Whiskey, though, is one of the heavier in terms of alcohol content. Your beer doesn't seem to, and I'm pulling this up now, because there's an infographic I remember looking at that went through the actual alcohol content. You know, beer will have less alcohol content than wine versus like sake versus the liquors like gin and vodka, etc. And then I remember like whiskey and scotch being the heaviest in terms of alcohol content. Okay, so I have something here from winefolly.com, which is interesting, all right, where it looks at wine and the alcoholic alcohol by volume, the ABV. And as we just discussed, beer, you know, seems to range between 4 to 7%. Most wine ranges from 12 to 15%. Most hard liquor like gin, vodka, whiskey, rum, between 40 to 43%, they're saying. Yet cask strength whiskey, scotch can be easily in the 56 to 60%. I didn't realize that much. Hence, you taking a shot of that, it'll help you fall asleep. And what we don't realize is that, you know, that's how people for years put themselves to sleep before Valium, you know, was created, and Xanax and Ambien and Lunesta and all sorts of other sleeping aids. People would, you know, take some scotch or whiskey. That would help them fall asleep. Yeah, people have had insomnia for years. I mean, think about caveman days. You know, imagine you trying to go to sleep and there's somebody in a cave next to you having sex and you can't sleep. All right, so, you know, you would probably try to, well, I don't know if cavemen had alcohol at the time. Well, maybe they ate a fish. I don't know. All right, now, with wine, it's very interesting, okay? I'm not a big wine drinker. I don't like to drink wine, but I guess Moscatos have some of the least alcohol, even less than beer. And I don't want to say less than beer. I would say maybe in the range of beer, Moscatos. German Riesling could also be a little bit more on the low side of wines. But then when it comes to wine, I'm not a wine drinker. Some of you guys may know more about this. I'm not a big wine drinker. Chardonnay starts getting a little heavier with about 13-14% alcohol content. A Sauvignon Blanc or a Pinot Grigio, those are a little less, maybe at about 12-13%. Of course, still more than beer. American, Australian, Austrian Riesling will even be less than that. Muscat. Oh, Zinfandel. Zinfandel, you start looking at the 15s. Then when you go to Sherry's and Madeira, the other fortified wines, it starts getting heavier, about 17, 18, 19, 20, 21%. But again, the most, the biggest alcohol content is going to be with your whiskey. Now, what about beer? By different types of beer, Heineken, Premium Light, and Amstel Light. They're light beers. We're talking 3.5% alcohol. And I'm giving you guys this list, not because I want you to drink alcohol, but one of my listeners wrote in asking about what she could drink at a business meeting or a business dinner when she doesn't want to drink. And I'll tell you. Actually, you know what? Let me pull this up. Doc, I don't like to drink when we have dinner meetings, but I must go to with my boss. Oh, okay. Dinner meetings that she needs to go to with her boss. And naturally, everyone at the table drinks it up. She says, when I decline alcohol, they either think I'm super religious or recovering alcoholic. What's the best alcoholic beverage I could drink that won't give me too much alcohol? So, looking back now at this, all right, beer, 3.5% Heineken Premium Light. Drinking beer at a dinner meeting might not work, but again, they're lower on the alcohol level. I mean, personally, I would just say, you know, man up or woman up and say, look, guys, you know, alcohol gives me headaches. You know, I'll have some ginger ale. They're not going to, you know, accuse you of being a former addict or recovering alcoholic or whatever. And we really need to do something about that stigma, because anybody that is recovering, and anybody that has overcome a challenge such as that, to me, is a hero. I mean, you know, if you say you're recovering, I would be like, oh, hell yeah. Man, you got some cojones. You're tough. But there's still that stigma attached. But anyway, the beers, Guinness Black, 4%, Bud Coors Light, 4.2%, Corona Extra, 4.6%, Coors Bud MGD, 5%, Heineken, 5%, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, 5.6%. Dogfish Head, we're looking at 9% alcohol, one of the highest of the beers. Wine, like I said, they range anywhere from 5 to 17%. Vermouth, 20%. Sake, about 17 to 20% alcohol. Fruit and herb liqueur, 30 to 39%. Gin, 35 to 40%. Vodka, 35 to 46%. And then, like we talked about with the whiskey, scotch, rum, tequila, starting to go up into the 46%. And then whiskey, scotch, 55-60. So for this lady here, what I would recommend, if she doesn't want to drink, but we're at these dinner meetings and, you know, people are popping open a bottle of wine, etc. One thing that I've done when I've gone to meetings and I really don't want to drink and I don't want to get the headaches, you know, what I ask for is I ask for some white wine. And just a half a glass, and I ask for some 7-Up or Sprite or ginger ale. And what I'll do is I will, because I don't like wine, I don't like the taste of wine. Alright, so what I'll do is I'll have the wine, and then I'll put ginger ale or Sprite into it, kind of making it like a spritzer. And it looks like a full glass. It's a little bubbly. I don't mind the little kick that maybe the wine gives the Sprite. You know, and of course I drink more water. But, you know, you could sit there and then have something that's kind of light, that isn't really heavy in alcohol, and make you feel like you're kind of a part of the meeting and the party. Honestly, I wish we didn't have such stigmas when it comes to not drinking. You know, there's a stigma with you being quote-unquote an alcoholic, yet if you try not to drink alcohol, you're stigmatized as well. And that's ridiculous. It is. I mean, you got religious groups that are very, you know, good at, you know, staying away from alcohol, and they're fine and they're cool. You know, every Mormon I know that doesn't drink, they're a lot more cool than my friends who do drink. But I understand, especially since I live in Vegas, and, you know, there's a lot of, conventions and conferences that come out here. You know, a lot of deals are made, you know, whether it's sales, you know, or, I don't know, music, etc., that, you know, not sharing a bottle of wine or having a drink, you know, could ruin the mood. But like I said, you can order something very light, like maybe a light beer, one of the lighter wines, like a Moscato, or put some Chardonnay in with some Sprite or something like that. Or just say, guys, sorry, I don't want to drink, it gives me headaches, or I'm on a diet and I'm trying to lose weight. Now that really messes the mood up. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. We're right back.
The F answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Daily Mail is reporting that a teenager has died in her sleep weeks after being given the HPV vaccine. And there's, I guess, a documentary that's going to be coming out talking about the undiscussed risks of the HPV vaccine. And this is a nightmare for those of us physicians that are pro-vaccine, because we think a lot of people are going to be scared and, you know, not want to get any vaccines. But as a physician, anytime there is a suggestion that there is a side effect to a vaccine, I want it to be researched. I want it to be investigated. And I don't want it hush-hushed, okay? I want the public knowing if there could be a possible issue. The problem is there's a lack of trust on both sides. People don't think the government will tell us if there's a reaction or any issues. And on the other side, people think that the quote-unquote anti-vaxxers may not be providing adequate data and accurate data and, spreading quote-unquote fake news. So you have both sides not trusting each other. And as a physician, as a mom, as, you know, a radio host, I want to know that whatever I am recommending to you is safe. I don't want to tell you to go get a vaccine that's not safe, but I also don't want to tell you to not get a vaccine because it's something that may not be true, and then you end up getting a disease because you didn't get vaccinated. And so that's why the vaccine controversy will never go away. You know, there is always going to be controversy with it. And there may even be Supreme Court. I predict there's going to be a Supreme Court case coming up soon where states are going to try to force vaccination, you know, the required vaccinations before school, and parents not wanting to vaccinate, do they have a constitutional right to not inject something in their child, or does the state have a right to require vaccination to prevent those who can't be vaccinated? Because if you have some children who are very immunosuppressed that can't take a vaccine, we don't want these diseases around so that they can pick them up. So when you vaccinate all the kids that they're around, there's a good chance they won't pick up polio or, you know, chicken pox, etc. So it's very controversial. So what's going on here? And this is being reported, like I said, by Daily Mail. Jasmine Soriat, a 19-year-old student from Vienna, suffered neurological symptoms after having a second dose of the HPV vaccine. This is what a documentary is claiming. She then suffered respiratory failure 3 weeks later. And a pathologist that examined her body said the vaccine could have been the cause of her death. Now, we're being told that Jasmine's story is one of hundreds of documented deaths following the HPV vaccine. Now, this is according to claims in a new three-part documentary titled Sacrificial Virgins. Now, we're being told that thousands of girls around the world have suffered adverse reactions, often developing chronic fatigue syndrome. The family of a British teenager, Ruby Shalom, from Bracknell, Berkshire, also claim she was left paralyzed in three limbs after having the HPV vaccine. She also appears in the documentary and reveals the only limb that works now is my left arm. I still go out and see my friends, but the pain and fatigue makes it hard. Now, health officials, of course, across the globe, and I'll tell you what the CDC says about the human papillomavirus and the vaccine safety, they've denied that, and they said, you know, there's not enough evidence to say that the vaccine caused these. Now, HPV, the Gardasil, Cervarix, these vaccines are given to help prevent against human papillomavirus. And human papillomavirus is a virus that has been linked to cervical cancer, has been also linked to penile cancer, throat cancer. And there has been a huge push for our boys to also get the HPV vaccine, not so much for worries of throat cancer, but because if a female doesn't get the HPV vaccine, but the boy does, and if the boy and the girl end up having sex, and the boy, does not use protection, we don't want him passing HPV to her, and then she unfortunately being at risk for cervical cancer. And cervical cancer kills thousands of women each year. So, I mean, it's a huge threat. There's been some discussion that maybe HPV doesn't cause cancer. I don't know if I agree with that. When I was in medical school, before we isolated and understood HPV, we were learning about cervical cancer, and we were taught that nuns don't seem to get cervical cancer and Orthodox Jews. Now, that was, I don't know what study that came from. I just remember that in my study guide going, and you know, the reason being was Orthodox Jewish women wait till they're married. I'm sure there was other religious groups as well, LDS, Catholics, etc., women who wait till they're married. And if the male also waits till he's married, in a heterosexual relationship, then they're both virgins when they get married, so they're not giving each other any STDs. And nuns not having sex were the one of the lowest risks of women who had cervical cancer. So they started to realize that cervical cancer is coming from something that happened sexually, and then later they isolate that it comes from the human papillomavirus. So them coming out with this vaccine was groundbreaking, and we doctors were ecstatic. But as it was becoming popular, we did start to hear little stories that there were issues with, you know, girls fainting, some neurological concerns, but it was never enough for us to say, no, you know, we're not going to vaccinate. So the HPV vaccine has been on the market since 2008, and, we in the medical community have been very pleased with it. But, you know, these stories coming out, the most difficult thing, you know, for obviously the family and for the doctor that's examining them is, you know, you have a healthy individual that never had an issue, and then all of a sudden they become paralyzed or they go into respiratory depression or respiratory failure, and the only thing different was a vaccine. Now, you can't say the only thing different. Did they eat something? Were they exposed to a virus? Did they get a mosquito bite that they didn't know about? You know, that's what makes this so difficult. So, unfortunately, when a clinician makes this conclusion, it's a diagnosis of exclusion, meaning they can't say this is exactly what happened, but they can't figure out any other reason for somebody becoming paralyzed. They say Jasmine was fit, happy, fun-loving student less than a month after her Gardasil injection. She died in her sleep of respiratory failure in 2007. Never experienced any serious illness, lung disease, never smoked. So, you know, it's easy to blame the vaccine, but it's hard to prove that it is the vaccine. And when it comes to vaccine side effects, the burden of proof is on the anti-vaxxers. And that's difficult. That's a very difficult position to be in, especially if you're a mom or you're a physician going, wait a second, I'd really like to know. Now, the CDC, you know, is very good about putting, you know, side effects up. And they say that the HPV vaccine side effect, or the HPV vaccine, is very safe. It can have a few side effects, they said, like pain, redness, swelling where the shot is given, fever, headache, feeling tired, nausea, muscle or joint pain, brief fainting spells, and related symptoms like jerking movements can happen after any medical procedure, including vaccination. They say sitting or lying down at about 15 minutes after the vaccination can help prevent fainting. So when we would give the HPV vaccine, we would tell people to sit and wait. On very rare occasion, there could also be an allergic reaction that could occur after vaccination. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see what this, you know, documentary is providing in terms of proof. But, you know, my recommendation is, you know, don't poo-poo any concern of there being a reaction. And also realize that for some people, it could be the wrong shot at the wrong time, and they get a reaction from it. We'll talk more about this. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We are Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are right back. I'm Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Trinity writes, I have 4 children, all vaccinated. Herd immunity is what keeps our nation safe and strong. Maybe the anti-vaxxers, she writes, needs to see a case of smallpox or diphtheria to change their tune. You know, we're talking about this documentary that's supposed to air soon. I'm not sure when, on the HPV vaccine, saying that there are thousands of women who have had neurological issues, possibly died, as this teenage girl died in her sleep, this 19-year-old from Vienna, a few years back, as a result of the HPV vaccine. And there's concern that because, you know, government agencies want to push the vaccines like Cervarix and Gardasil, that they would be, you know, hush-hush when it comes to side effects. And there's this huge distrust when it comes to the government and vaccines. But on the opposite side, there's distrust of anti-vaxxers. You know, are they providing, you know, adequate research? And, you know, the burden of proof being on the anti-vaccine movement, that's very difficult. You can't prove that a vaccine caused somebody to die. You know, you can't prove it as 100%. So as a physician, or as you as a parent or grandparent, you're a little freaked out going, is there some truth to this? You know, we're recommending HPV vaccine. You know, we're urging both men and women, especially boys and girls. And, you know, nobody wants to lose a loved one to a vaccine if you know, there's the potential that it could be dangerous. Now, I'm not naive. There is no way in hell that any medication on this earth, any herb on this earth, any vaccine on this earth is 100% safe. Okay? And so how I have approached this very controversial subject with my patients and, you know, and even with my family, because, again, I'm a board-certified family physician. I'm pro-vaccine. But it just, you know, I will always have an open ear when somebody says, look, I'm really concerned at what these vaccines could be doing. You know, the big autism controversy that, you know, vaccines could be causing autism. Another study has come out saying, look, most autism cases are genetic. But when you have a parent that says, look, you know, my child was speaking, communicating, engaging, and then after they got the vaccine, this all changed. Look at the video, doc. I don't know what to say. All these parents that are complaining about vaccines causing side effects to their kids, they're not all crazy. Now, there's also concern because there are funds that you can get if a vaccine does cause a side effect, because vaccines can cause side effects. It's very rare, but just like any medication, there's that 1 in a million chance, and there is a fund by the government that will compensate families. But then, you know, once that news comes out, people may not trust your concern because they think you're, you know, just after money. It's a bad situation all around. It's bad for parents who are really concerned that an injection hurt their child or an injection can hurt their child. And it's bad for us medical providers that want to make sure that we have, a safe community, a safe nation, and herd immunity. And as we discussed, herd immunity, or the herd effect, is where you can indirectly protect a population from infection infectious diseases and some real nasty diseases if a huge percentage of the population has become immune. So if you have a bunch of people immune, let's say, to smallpox, even though smallpox has been eradicated, but let's say you have, let's say smallpox starts to, maybe we should come up with polio, okay? Because polio was eradicated in the United States years ago. It's still around, around the globe, but for the most part, polio is eradicated in the U.S. So let's say people travel here, and they are carrying the polio virus. And for those of you who don't remember what polio did, your child would wake up paralyzed. It was a virus that would paralyze you. And parents were scared to death because their child would go to sleep feeling great and then wake up the next day paralyzed and for life. possibly. And it was a very, very scary disease. And that's what Trinity's talking about, you know, if a quote-unquote anti-vaxxer, which I don't like calling them that, but, you know, to make it simple, if somebody against vaccines, you know, saw cases like this, they would be, you know, very concerned. And by the way, certain diseases that we have been able to eradicate or really decrease, smallpox, diphtheria, whooping cough, measles, neonatal tetanus, hepatitis B, tuberculosis is one of the most common vaccines given. It's not given in the United States, but it's given throughout the world very commonly. I think it's like the third most common vaccine given, tuberculosis. Polio, malaria, malaria vaccine. There's a lot of diseases that we've been able to start to curtail as a result of vaccines, which is why the medical community is so for them. But, you know, I'm a mom also. And if when I had my babies and I had to bring them in and have them get an injection when they're sitting there all healthy, you know, and remember, I had my kids in the year 2000, 2002. So the rumors that were circulating back then, because the big concern was SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, and there was discussions that SIDS was happening very commonly around the 2, 4, 6 month age range. And that freaked people out because you got vaccines at 2, 4, 6 months, maybe 9 months, a year, maybe 15 months if you were late, and then 4 years, 6 years, etc. And so when the thought of, oh my gosh, could, you know, SIDS be a result of somebody getting a vaccine and then the child unfortunately, dying in their sleep, that freaked people out. We don't believe that to be the case because once we realized there were issues with suffocation and pillows, etc., we've had less cases of SIDS. So we think that there's more of an environmental reason, and crib reason rather than being an injection reason. However, if somebody put a gun to my head and said, do I think vaccines are 1,000% safe? I would say no. I think there could be that case where one child has a bad reaction or one adult has a bad reaction. You know, one of my friends who's a physician got the flu shot and he went into a complete Guillain-Barré syndrome where his body produced antibodies that start to attack itself. It's just something about that shot the body didn't like. He goes into huge Guillain-Barré syndrome, starts to become paralyzed. They treated him right away. He still has some mild paralysis and I believe foot drop, but he will never get the flu shot again. And this is somebody who was very, very pro-vaccine. Why? Because of luck of the draw. The body just didn't like that shot. Now, we as a nation, okay, it's a numbers game. And if we know that there are maybe, you know, 5 people that could possibly have a reaction, but millions could be safe, the government's going to go for the millions being safe because polio kills. Tuberculosis, we don't, you know, do a shot for tuberculosis here, but, you know, these diseases kill. Smallpox killed. And so, with that knowledge, you know, many people that hear stories that vaccines could hurt, they're very distrustful that we may not see it on the CDC website or we may not hear about it. And why wouldn't we hear about it? Because we don't want people freaking out because somebody had a very rare case. How many people get Guillain-Barré from a flu shot? Hardly any. It's rare. Just because I know one person did doesn't mean the whole nation will get that. And because some of these cases, which could be the case with HPV, where for that one person's physique, it was the wrong place at the wrong time with the shot, it's not enough to scare the nation. But what it should do is prompt, if we could figure out which type of people would react badly, and then not give them that shot. But we're decades away from that. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Rebel. You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.